Hare Krishna. So today is a very special day for all the followers of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the appearance day of Srila Srivas Thakur. As you know, Srivas Thakur is the incarnation of Narada Muni, as explained by Kavi Karanapur in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika. The advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is primarily to propagate Nam Sankirtan. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haite Hai Sarva Jagat Uddhar. In this age of Kali, the Lord has advented Himself in the sound vibration of the holy name. And just by chanting the holy name, one can attain the highest perfection of life. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Yuga avatar, but the Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose these two personalities to illustrate or exemplify the way in which one should take shelter of Krishna's holy name. For japa, chanting on beads, the example is Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And for Nam Sankirtan, it is the home of Srivas Thakur. So we can understand how important, how dear Lord Chaitanya, how much Lord Chaitanya loves Srivas Thakur. From the fact that once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Srivas, "You are so dear to me, what to speak of you? Even your servants, maid servants, the animals in your home, they are also very dear to me." So we can understand from this statement how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves Srivas so much. The subject of devotional service is basically the relationship between the Lord and His devotees. As is explained in the Bhagavatam, the story of Ambarish Maharaj, Lord Narayan is speaking to Durvasa Muni and he is explaining that the sadhu or the devotee is one who stays in my heart and I stay in the heart of my devotee. My devotee does not know anything else except me, and I do not know anything else except my devotee. Such a deep loving relationship we see between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Like Srila Haridas Thakur was willing to tolerate 22 marketplaces of beating just so that Lord Chaitanya's Nam Sankirtan preaching would go on. Similarly, Srivas Thakur was willing to tolerate the pain of the death of his own son so that Lord Chaitanya's dancing and chanting would not be disturbed. So one can understand how great a devotee is from his several qualities. One is Sharanagati. Sharanagati means total dependence on the will of the Lord. And also how much he is willing to endure and tolerate difficulties and suffering for the mission of the Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he writes in his beautiful song, "Tomara sevate jeite dukha, sei to param sukha." My dear Lord, the difficulties and the troubles that I undergo in rendering service to you, they are my greatest assets. They are my greatest pleasure. So, I will try to glorify just little bit from the ocean of glorification given in Chaitanya Bhagavat and in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Vrindavan Das Thakur and Kaviraj Goswami respectively. I seek the blessings of Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees to glorify such a great personality. Requires transcendental empowerment which only comes by the mercy of the devotees. Primarily Gurudev and the associates, previous acharyas. So once again I seek the blessings of all the devotees and make an attempt to primarily for my self-purification. Because when we glorify a great personality, to a small degree at least, we imbibe the qualities of that personality. Just by speaking about Haridas Thakur, one gradually develops taste for the holy name. By glorifying Sanatan Goswami, one develops the quality of humility. By glorifying Srivas Thakur, one develops the quality of taste for Kirtan and also complete dependence on the mercy of the Lord. By glorifying the Pandavas, we see how much they were dear to the Lord. So in this way, our life should be 100% actually dedicated to either glorifying or hearing the glories of great devotees. So Chaitanya Bhagavat describes the glories of Haridas Thakur in great detail, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita also there is some mention. Of course, most of the pastimes are common. So I will begin with Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is explained this one thing which yesterday's Grace Gopinachandra Prabhu very nicely explained. I just wanted to begin from where he left off so that I follow in his footsteps. Prabhuji was very nicely explaining how once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested Srivas Thakur's faith by asking him, how do you maintain yourself? Because Srivas was not going for any 9-to-5 job. He did not have any business except the real business, chanting. So yesterday Prabhuji was so nicely explaining that Lord Chaitanya asked him that how do you maintain yourself? And Shiva simply clapped, 1, 2, 3. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, Shivas, if you don't want to work, you should take sannyas. And Lord Chaitanya, Shiva said, I am not qualified for sannyas. Then how do you maintain yourself? And again he clapped, 1, 2, 3. And then Lord Chaitanya asked for an explanation. And Shiva said, by the time I clap 1, 2, 3, Krishna will bring whatever I need. Ananyaschintayanto mam yajana paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogachema vaham. Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this answer, he was so happy. He embraced Srivas. And he said, even if for some reason, if Lakshmi Devi becomes a beggar, even if there is poverty in Lakshmi Devi's place, there will be no shortage in your... A devotee is always taken care of by the Lord, personally. In one very nice purport in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that to the degree one depends on Krishna, to that degree one becomes eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord. So this incident of the life of Srivas Thakur is indicative of the fact of how much a devotee is completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. But in the practical sense, I remember many years back, His Grace Muralidhar Prabhu asked this question to Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj in one of the Bhagavatam classes, where Maharaj was narrating the story of Srivas Thakur's clapping 1, 2, 3. So Prabhuji was asking whether I should also close my clinic and just clap 1, 2, 3. And Maharaj replied very beautifully that if your faith is on the level of Srivas Thakur, then you can do like that. We are not on that level then. According to one's varna and ashram, one may have to work. A brahmachari may have to do service in the temple. A grihastha may acquire money by honest means. So one cannot artificially imitate exalted devotees like Srivas Thakur. But certainly, one should follow in their footsteps. As Prabhupada explains in the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam, in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, actually discussions later after Prahlad Maharaj, there is discussion between Narada Muni and Yudhishthir. And Narad Muni is instructing to Yudhishthir that a person in the grihastha ashram also should not work more than a certain amount. He should be satisfied with whatever comes easily. So following in the footsteps of Srivas Thakur doesn't necessarily mean to stop working, But as is explained by the same Srivas is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj, because as we know Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni. So Srivas Thakur in the form of Narad Muni is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj that a grihastha should not work more than necessary. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates in the purport that it means practically 8 hours a day. And also Narad Muni tells further that if in spite of working this much, if there's more pressure from social clerk circles or family members, then one should simply smile and say yes, 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 and not do anything about it. Because the way material nature is that one's happiness and distress is ordained by the laws of karma, and one cannot change it beyond a certain amount. So one should be satisfied with whatever comes easily. So Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with the answer of Srivas Thakur, and he embraced him. And he quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Ananyesh chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityavyuktanam yogachema vahamyaham. That Krishna explains that for my devotee who is completely engaged in devotional service, I carry what he lack and I preserve what he has. There is another very beautiful pastime in the Chaitanya Bhagavat which explains how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, for the protection of his devotee, he is assuming different moods. It was at the time when there was some fear in the mind of the devotees that Srivas Thakur and other devotees who were staying on this side of the Ganga, and there was the fear that some Muslim soldiers from the other side may come and attack Srivas Thakur or the other devotees. Now Srivas Thakur personally, of course, is a pure devotee. It's not that he had any fear. But at the same time, he wanted to offer prayers for the other devotees. Being fearlessness doesn't mean that one doesn't necessarily offer prayers. As we can see here, Srivas was also offering prayers. In the meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was walking down the road. He came to the house of Srivas Thakur and he knocked. Srivas Thakur was engaged in worshipping the deity of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking down by the river. He saw a herd of cows and he came near the house of Srivas and started roaring, "I am he, I am he." And Srivas was so absorbed, he did not pay much attention. And as Srivas was not so busy in worshipping Lord Narsingadev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying out, "I am he, I am he." And then suddenly he just pounded the door and broke the door open and entered inside and said, "Srivas, just see the Lord whom you are worshipping, I am that Lord. The person whom you are worshipping has come before you." The Srivas looked around and he saw a form which was just like blazing fire. It was the form of the Lord in a four-handed form, carrying the Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. And the Lord was in an ecstatic mood. He was like a mad lion and he was slapping the palm of his hand against the left shoulder, making a great sound. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed himself. He said, "For so many days you did not realize my identity. It was because of the prayers of devotees like you I advented from Vaikuntha. Because of your Sankirtan, I have come here. And do not worry, Srivas. I will protect the devotees. Have no fear." So Srivas Thakur, he was surprised. At the same time, he started crying in love of God. He offered obeisances to the Lord. And Lord asked him, "Glorify me or recite prayers to me." So Srivas Thakur sang one beautiful verse from the Bhagavatam which describes the beauty of Krishna. Lord Brahma, this is just after the Brahma Vimohan Leela, and when Krishna revealed himself as all the calves and the cowherd boys, then Brahma starts offering the beautiful prayers. So first verse of that chapter is what Srivas Thakur offered. नौमी दयते अभ्रवपुषे तदित अंबराय गुंजावटांस परिपिच लसन मुखाय वन्य सृजे कवल नेत्र विशान वेणु लक्ष्मीश्री मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय. माई डियर लॉर्ड, यू आर द ओनली वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड, देयरफॉर आई एम ऑफरिंग माई हम्बल ओबेसेंसेज एंड प्रेयर्स जस्ट टू प्लीज यू. Your bodily features are of the color of rain cloud and you are glittering with a silver electric aura emanating from your yellow garments. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the son of Maharaj Nanda who is standing before me with shankha, with conch shell earrings and a peacock feather. He is wearing a helmet garlanded with forest flowers decorated with cane and bugle. In this way, first he glorified Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Krishna, that knowing him to be non-different from Krishna. The next verse he says, I offer my obeisances unto Lord Vishwambar, and I offer my obeisances to Shachinandan, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is, and I offer my obeisances to Nimai, who is the student of Gangadas Pandit. I offer my obeisances to a son of Jagannath Mishra. And in this way he revealed that he had knowledge of the identity of the Lord. Particularly he spoke that you are the same person whom who is known as Nandanandan. Jai Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. So these were some of the prayers he offered, and then he started glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as all in all. Tumi Vishnu, Tumi Krishna, Tumi Yajnapati. You are Vishnu, you are Krishna, and you are the master of all the yajnas. Mother Ganga, which purifies the whole world, is emanating from your lotus feet. You are Lord Ramchandra, you are Narsingha, you are Brahma, Shiva, you are Narsingha. And Brahma and Shiva, they are like bumblebees who are taking shelter of your lotus feet. By all the Vedas, you are to be known. You are the same person who advented as Vamana Dev to take away everything from Bali Maharaj. You appeared as Haigriva and you are Nilachal Chandra Jagannath. My dear Lord, who is not affected by your Maya? Even Lakshmi Devi, who is always staying with you, cannot understand your glories. Under an illusion, I could not recognize your identity. And you bewildered me. Many times you would come, as you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes come, even before he manifests his Leela as a devotee, he would come often and wash the clothes of devotees. He would fold the clothes. So Srivas is saying, my dear Lord, you have cheated me in the sense that I could not recognize that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, my Lord, my sufferings are destroyed. My fear is gone. Today my birth, my activities are all glorious. My ancestors are all delivered because I am seeing you. I am seeing the Supreme Lord with my eyes. And in this way, Srivas Thakur, he was in ecstasy, glorifying the Lord, falling at the ground, falling at the feet of the Lord and rising. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being pleased with his prayers, he told Srivas, bring everybody, bring your family members and let them come together to behold this form of mine in the four-handed form. So Srivas Thakur's family members and everybody gathered together, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave them a blessing. He said, may your thoughts always rest in me. The supreme blessing which anybody can aspire for is to always think of the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Narottam Das Thakur in a beautiful song explains, Gaurangera Dutipada Jara Dhana Sampada Sejane Bhagati Rasasara. That the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who has understood that the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything, that is his only wealth, such a person has understood the essence of bhakti. In another nice passage of Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is explained how when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he began studying under Gangadas Pandit, he went to beg alms, and Parvati and various other demigoddesses, they came in the form of human beings to give charity to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that section, Brindavan Das Thakur, in the mood of a devotee, he is praying, my dear Lord, please give me the charity also. The charity I seek is that your lotus feet may always be in my heart. The supreme benediction that one can ask is to have Krishna Mati or Gaur Mati, that the mind may be fixed in thinking of Krishna and always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, all the family members got the blessings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya smiled and he roared. He said, Srivas, kichu bhai ache? Are you still fearful? You are afraid of that Muslim king, that he may send some soldiers, they may come in boats to capture you. Do you not know that I am controlling all spirit souls in the innumerable universes? I push them into action and I am situated in the heart of the king as the Paramatma. If I order the king, then the king will order the servants to arrest you. So in other words, why are you fearful? I will be the first one to go on the boat. I will approach the king. And will he still remain on the throne after seeing me? I will bewilder him and bring him down from his throne. And then I will tell him to ask any questions. I will call him and say, O king, bring your mullah and your qazi and let them have recite prayers from their scriptures. And let them bring all the elephants and the horses and other animals and order them to read from scriptures and let us see what the effect is. Then I, with my own hands, I will capture a mad elephant. I will capture many elephants and horses and I will make them chant Krishna, Krishna. And these, by my power, these animals will start chanting Krishna, Krishna. You know, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through the Jharkhand forest, he made the animals also chant Hare Krishna. The deers and the tigers, they were embracing each other. So, Prabhupada mentions in one purport of Paramakaruna, he says, we cannot imitate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could make even the animals chant. But we can certainly try to, according to capacity, we can induce the humans to chant. At least we cannot imitate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to demonstrate this. And he called for Narayani, who was 4 years old, the niece of Srivas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Narayani and said, Narayani, chant Krishna, Krishna. And this little girl, she started chanting loudly, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And she was weeping and she was falling to the ground and streams of tears were flowing from her limbs, from her eyes, sorry, and all over her limbs. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, Srivas, kichu bhai ache? Still, are you fearful of that Muslim king? And Srivas immediately raised his arms in the air and he said, I have no fear. I do not have any fear of pralay also. The time of pralay, you destroy everything. And at that time, I will simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his form to all the members of Srivas's family, you see, the fortune one has of being associated with a devotee is incomparable. Before leaving, Radhanath Maharaj was explaining how Kalyanag's story, how Kalyanag was not a devotee, but because his wives were devotee, he got the benediction. So here also we see that there was a Muslim tailor who was not otherwise qualified to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his pastimes, but even he got the mercy. For that matter, we see even Sarvamattacharya, although a great pandit, his incarnation of Brihaspati, but from the Leela point of view, he was not a devotee and could not accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, was a great devotee. And eventually, Sarvamattacharya got mercy of Lord Chaitanya through him. So it is always the mercy of a Vaishnava which brings us closer to Krishna. Somehow or other, we should always aspire to become dear to the Vaishnavas by doing whatever little we can to serve Krishna or to serve his devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur says here, by serving a Vaishnava, one attains the supreme goal. And by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, one will meet Lord Krishna face to face. And after this pastime got over, then Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, don't tell anybody about this. Keep it a secret. Anybody who hears these prayers, which were offered by Srivas Thakur, he will also see the Lord's form and become a pure servant of Krishna. So, another interesting pastime is how the Mahaprakash Leela, this is one of the most important pastime. Mahaprakash Leela illustrates several things, and primarily it shows how a devotee should pray to the Lord. This is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur in the 9th chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would normally not like to be called the Supreme Lord. Anybody who addressed him as Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would simply cover his ears, say, Vishnu, Vishnu. The living entity can never become equal to Supreme Lord. But here in this Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the asana of Lord Vishnu, and he called for the devotees to sing prayers, to do abhishek. Devotees were getting water from the river Ganga. And the pastime begins with how Lord Chaitanya showed mercy to Dukhi. Dukhi was just helping the devotees indirectly. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes are everywhere. He sees directly and indirectly, in the front and in the back. So Lord Chaitanya asked her, what is your name? And when she said, my name is Dukhi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he renamed her as Sukhi, as one who is happy. So after the abhishek was over, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked for offerings. And as no matter how much offerings were given, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted all the offerings. And then he told the devotees to offer prayers. Of course, this is a very elaborate chapter. I'm just trying to summarize. Some of the prayers which the devotees offered is, O Lord Gauranga, O Master of the Universes, glories to you. O one who has descended to the world to begin the Sankirtan movement. O Lord who protects the devotees, the Vedas and true religion. O Lord Gauranga, the ocean of virtues, friend of the poor, shelter of the poor and the wretched. This name of the Lord, Dinanath or Dinabandhu, is very hope-giving, because it shows that even if we are very degraded, fallen, unfortunate, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us hope. He is the hope for the hopeless. Lord Gauranga's mercy is for everybody. That's Narottam Das Thakur says, Dinahina yata chilo, Hari nama uddharilo, Tara sakshi, Jagai madhai. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mercy to Jagai and Madhai. Just the other day I was reading the prayers of Rupa and Sanatan when they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ram Keli for the first time in this pastimes, in the earthly pastimes. And it is so touching how Rupa and Sanatan, who are our Sampradaya Acharyas and who are actually descendants from the spiritual world, they take such a lowly position. And one of the places they say that you have delivered Jagai and Madhai, but to deliver them was not a great effort for you. Because Jagai and Madhai, although engaged in sinful activities, they never left the Navadvip Dham. And they never engage in the service of low-class people like we do. And they committed some sinful activity. Like how a Vaishnav sees another's faults is, we can understand from Rupa and Sanatan. That Rupa and Sanatan did not say that Jagai and Madhai, they were toppers in sinful activities. You know, they were practically, they had done every kind of sinful activity. But Rupa and Sanatan say, okay, they did some sinful activity, but they were chanting your name. And just by chanting your name, they are delivered. But we too are millions of times more degraded than Jagai and Madhai. For us to even think of our activities is shameful. For a dwarf to catch the moon, the same way for us to approach your mercy. So this dainya is very much helpful. In just by hearing the dainya, the humility of great souls inspires us also, because it's a very exalted quality, but still we can follow in the footsteps then. And always cultivate before we begin chanting the dainya, that my Lord, I am really very fallen. If Rupa and Sanatan are thinking themselves so fallen, what am I? Rupa and Sanatan are spiritual world residents. So one should always follow in the footsteps of these great Vaishnavas in offering prayers. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when he approaches Lord Narsingadev, the first verse he says is that even great demigods could not satisfy you. Who am I? I am born in an Asura family. So, and Narottam Das Thakur, you see Prabhupada's prayers, Bodo Kripa Kainu Krishna. So the single, we see a single thread all throughout of utter humility as the gateway to devotional service. So here, the devotees, they are offering these prayers to Lord Chaitanya, who is now in the Mahaprakash Leela. Oh, inconceivable, unapproachable, original truth. In other words, the devotees are not only having some understanding of the pastime of the Lord, they also know the philosophy. They are approaching the Lord as inconceivable, original truth, Param Satya. O Lord, who is Vishuddha Sattva, spiritual goodness, ornament and purifier of the Brahmanas, a purifier of Ajamil, O Lord, who freed Putana from her sins. And one good thing I've seen, when Lord Shiva, there's a story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat where Lord Shiva begs forgiveness from Krishna after this pastime of Bhuvaneshwar took place, where Kashiraj was killed, and Lord Shiva begs forgiveness. And then he says, oh my dear Lord, one who does not see faults in others, all glories to you. So this is a good way of praying also. I am at fault. Oh Lord, who does not see the fault of others, aapki jai ho. So in this way, a devotee invokes the mercy of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. And then the devotees offered bhoga, yogurt, butter, condensed milk, and there is a whole page of descriptions. And then one by one, the Lord starts calling each one of the devotees. And interestingly enough, among the very exalted Vaishnavas like Srivas, Sridhar, Advaita Acharya, and Haridas Thakur, the first devotee was called Srivas Thakur, whose appearance day is today. The Lord said to Srivas that, you remember one day you went to the ashram of Devananda Pandit and you were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. As you were hearing these verses, each verse filled with the nectar of Krishna Prem, your heart was melting in ecstasy and you were weeping. Not only you were weeping, you fell to the ground. And the other students of Devananda Pandit, not knowing the exalted nature of devotional service, they could not understand why you were weeping. So they simply thought that you were a disturbance, and they took you out of the assembly. And Devananda Pandit, although did not any aparadh himself directly, he did not stop his disciples or students. And because of that, later on we see that the Lord was quite angry with him. A spiritual master is responsible for the activities of his disciple. And if you see the other way around, the disciple should be so careful to behave in such a way so as to not embarrass the spiritual master. Rather, he should act in such a way that the spiritual master is glorified. So, Lord Chaitanya is reminding Srivas that when the disciples of Devananda Pandit, they took you outside the door, then you came back to external consciousness and you returned home. And you would read Bhagavatam again and again. So Lord Chaitanya is reminding Srivas Thakur and then revealing that actually I came down from Vaikuntha and entered your body. It was because of my personal presence in your heart that you could feel that ecstasy when you were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srivas Thakur, when he heard this, he was also again rolling in the ground and weeping. In this way, devotees were offering different prayers. Some devotees were chanting, some devotees were doing kirtan, some were loudly crying out, Jai Shachinandana, Jai Shachinandana. Jai Shachi Nandana Gaura Hari. Then Lord Chaitanya called for Gangadas Pandit, who is non-different from Sandipani Muni. Lord Chaitanya reminded Gangadas Pandit, who is his teacher in this pastime in Vidyanagar. And he reminded Gangadas, do you remember once that there was a fear of the Muslim soldiers coming? You left your home along with your family and you wanted to cross the river Ganga. It was late in the evening and there was no boats. And you were looking around here and there. At that time, you were afraid that the Muslims, they would mistreat your family members. And then you saw one boat. And you said to the boatman, please save me. Take one coin, take two coins, as much money as you want, and help me cross the river Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing here that I myself advented as the boatman to help you. I descended from Vaikuntha and took you across the river Ganga. So when Gangadas Pandit heard this, he was floating in an ocean of bliss and he actually fainted. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Sridhar Kholavecha. As you know, Sridhar was very poor. He was a banana leaf seller. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lakshmipati, who is the owner of the entire universes, he takes pleasure in speaking to Sridhar Kholavecha, bargaining over some small, insignificant things. This is the nature of love of the Lord. The Lord's love does not know any physical or economical or social restriction. We find so much contrast in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the lives of Sridhar Kholavecha, and then we have very rich people like Buddhimanta Khan, King Pratap Rudra. And we find very learned scholars like Rup and Sanatan, who are very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And we also find the illiterate Brahman in South India who could not read Bhagavad Gita properly. So Lord Chaitanya's mission is, Lord Chaitanya's Leela shows that Lord is attracted by pure devotional service, irrespective of material coverings. The Lord sees the heart. So Sridhar, Lord Chaitanya called for Sridhar, and the devotees did not know where is Sridhar, where is, because he was not very prominent. But then the Lord sent them to go and see where they could hear the loud chanting of the holy names, and there is where Sridhar would be. So they went to Sridhar and said, Lord, calling for you. And Sridhar came and he was surprised. The Lord said, Sridhar, just behold my form. I will give you Ashtasiddhis. And Sridhar saw the beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram. And then he also saw Lakshmi Devi offering. And then Lord Brahma with his four heads. And Lord Shiva with his five heads were glorifying Shachinandan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's glories. Ananta Shesh with his hoods was spreading a parasol over the Lord. And Narada Muni, Shukadeva Goswami and the four Kumaras, they were glorifying the Lord. Sridhar was shocked because he could not believe that this little child, Nimai, whom was so frivolous and naughty, is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Lord Chaitanya told Sridhar, just see my form and offer prayers to me. Sridhar said, what can I say? I am a fool. I have no knowledge. I don't have any understanding about you. The Lord said, you just speak something. Whatever you speak, that will be prayers. And it is said here that when Lord Chaitanya ordered him, Mother Saraswati entered into Sridhar's tongue. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it is only the empowerment of the Supreme Lord that can make one speak or write transcendental literature. And specifically it applies to Srila Prabhupada's books. That one reporter was asking Prabhupada, how could you write so many books in a short time? And Prabhupada simply smiled and said, I did not write, Krishna wrote. And then the devotees were trying to explain, and then Prabhupada said, no explanation, this Krishna wrote, that's all. So when a pure devotee is speaking, it's Krishna. He is directly glorifying. Because only Krishna can know himself, or Krishna reveals through his devotees. So Sridhar Kholavecha offered some few verses like, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the maintainer of the world, the king of Navadvip, the master of countless universes, the one who appeared from Mother Shachi's womb. And then he glorified the form, the Lord, in a different aspect as you are religion, you are devotional service, you are spiritual knowledge, you are the Vedas and you are meditation. You are Indra, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, these are all your expansions. And in the previously, sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would joke with Sridhar. And Sridhar would say that, you know, I'm making a little profit and out of that profit I'm giving half of it to Mother Ganga. So Lord Chaitanya would say, oh, Ganga is coming from my lotus feet. And Lord Sridhar could not believe this. But now he could understand. So he's remembering that pastime and he's saying, previously when you said that Ganga is coming from your lotus feet, I could not understand. But now I can understand. And then Sridhar started glorifying devotional service. He started glorifying pure bhakti. He said, pure bhakti is what conquers you. And he gave three examples. One of Bhishma Dev. We all know that classic story of how Lord broke his own promise to protect the promise of Bhishma Dev, protect his devotee Arjuna. And then he remembered the pastime of Yashoda Mai binding Krishna to a mortar because of the power of bhakti. And how Sridhama, one of the cowherd boys, he conquered Krishna, he defeated Krishna because of the power of bhakti. So one who has bhakti, he conquers the Lord. The Lord, by his sweet will, has arranged it like this, that he becomes subordinate to the love of his devotee. See, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted defeat from Ishwara Puri, who is his own devotee. And then Lord Chaitanya told Sridhar, you ask for a boon. But Sridhar was not interested in any boon. And finally, again and again, when the Lord was insisting, Sridhar simply asked that may that Brahman who gave coins for my banana leaves, may that Nimai, he may be my master again and again. I may see him again and again. Lord was promising him so many things, including kingdom, including mystic perfections. But then Sridhar rejected all these things. Nadhanam najanam nasundarim. Kavitam vajagadisha kamay. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahit. We see how whatever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching in the Shikshashtakam is illustrated by his behavior of his devotees. Trinadapi sunichena we see in Sanatan Goswami Haridas Thakur. We see Nadhanam najanam here. Then Gopinath Patnayak Leela we see Ai Nanda Tanuja crying, taking shelter of Krishna. And the other advanced stages we see in Lord Chaitanya's Leela himself in Gambhira is exhibiting. So there is a good combination of theory and practical of Krishna Bhakti in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked for Advaita Acharya. He reminded Advaita that once you were meditating on a particular verse of Bhagavad Gita and you wanted to explain everything in relation to pure devotional service. Just like our Srila Prabhupada also, you find from the very beginning he is speaking about pure devotional service. Before coming to ISKCON, I was also reading other Bhagavad Gita translations. And somehow, being a little proud and knowing a little bit of Sanskrit, when I saw Prabhupada's Gita, I was thinking that, oh, this is, everything is devotional service, what is going on? So, even Karma Yoga. So, actually Prabhupada, what he has given in Gita, is the heart of Krishna. Because only the Lord's devotee can understand his heart. That's why Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is so effective. Because although from the pedagogical point of view, there may be other Gitas, even found to be more authentic also. But because they are not necessarily written by people who are in pure devotional service, they do not have the effect of transformation. So here we see that Lord Advaita Acharya, he was thinking about one verse and then he was not accepting any prasad. And the Lord appeared to him in a dream and made him accept prasad. He said, I will explain. Sarvata pani padastat. Everywhere are his hands, everywhere are his legs. In this way the super soul exists. And then when Lord Chaitanya asked Advaita Acharya to ask for a benediction, Advaita Acharya simply asked that, I want to see the Vishwarup, that universal form which you showed to Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra. And within, just immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Vishwarup. which he showed with thousands of arms, thousands of hands. Nityananda Prabhu was also passing by. He also saw this form. And soon the Vishwarupa was dancing. And Advaita Acharya was dancing. And Nityananda Prabhu was dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then again, Lord Chaitanya, he again assumed the form of Gauranga. Advaita Acharya looked at Nityananda Prabhu and said, how come you are here? This was my private darshan. And Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya would often have very loving pastimes. And it appeared that they were criticizing each other, but actually they were glorifying. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat says, when sometimes two great devotees quarrel, we should not take any sides. Because if you glorify one and criticize the other, they both go back to Godhead and you go to hell, you know. So let the great devotees settle among themselves, you know. Because then Prabhupada would speak about his God brothers, but then he had very loving relationships. So if he were to criticize his God brothers, what would be our destiny? So we should be very careful this. Tejo varam na doshe, that very powerful personalities, we cannot see fault in their behaviors. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Murari Gupta. And he said, Murari, Murari, just look at my form. Murari was shocked. There was Lord Ramchandra with Mother Sita and Lakshman. And Murari saw himself as Hanuman. He had a tail suddenly. And he saw many monkeys glorifying Lord Ramchandra. And then Lord Chaitanya glorified Murari Gupta, reminding him of Ram Leela, that you are the one who crossed over the ocean to get Mother Sita. You set the entire city of Lanka to ashes. Offer prayers to me. And Murari said, I just want one benediction, that birth after birth, I want to be with devotees who know that you are the Lord and they are the servant. In other words, I don't want to be with impersonalists. I want to be with Vaishnavas who have the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. Another benediction he asked was, whenever you appear, at that time, please allow me to come also. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased and he gave the benediction. Yes. Lord Chaitanya glorified Murari Gupta by saying that wherever Murari Gupta goes, that place becomes a holy place. And then he said that Murari Gupta, anybody who criticizes Murari Gupta will not be purified by taking bath in the Ganga for millions of time. He explained the name Murari Gupta. Krishna's name is Murari. And in whose heart Krishna is secretly present, Gupta, that person is called Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya then called for Haridas Thakur. And then he reminded Haridas Thakur of that pastime where he was being beaten in 22 marketplaces. And the Lord explained that actually, when I saw that you were suffering, I mean, they were trying to beat you, I covered your body with my own body. And Lord Chaitanya, he showed the marks. And he asked Haridas Thakur for a blessing. Haridas Thakur, he simply first of all began by glorifying the Lord and putting himself down. He said, I am below Varnashram, I'm below Shudra, but I just want to remember you. Then he gave three or four instances, how Draupadi remembered Krishna in danger, how Parvati remembered Krishna, how Prahlad remembered Krishna, and again how Draupadi remembered when Durvasa Muni came for Prasad with 60,000 disciples. So he was saying, my dear Lord, anybody who remembers you is most fortunate. Even if a king forgets you, he is rejected. But if an insect remembers you, he is glorious. And finally he asked for the benediction, that I may get the remnants of the Vaishnavas. May I become a dog in the house of the devotees. And then also he was feeling, I have asked for something which is so exalted that I am not really qualified. So we can learn from Haridas Thakur so much. We are trying to improve our chanting and we should pray to Haridas Thakur. We can also be eager to... Taking the remnants is not just a physical act of taking remnants. But taking remnants of somebody means totally humbling oneself and accepting oneself to be inferior to everybody else. And, you know, this mood is certainly praiseworthy, and we can try to follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. I remember in one yatra, after Mayapur yatra, Radhanath Maharaj and Indradyumna Maharaj and some devotees went to Benapol, and Maharaj was explaining about the holy name, the glories of Haridas Thakur. And he was explaining how one should beg for the mercy and plead for the mercy and yearn for the mercy and cry for the mercy of great devotees like Haridas Thakur. Bhakti is ultimately can be summarized in these five letters, that is M-E-R-C-Y, mercy, you know. Today is the day for praying for the mercy of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur's Angan is non-different from Rasasthali. So just like one lecture Maharaj was explaining that Krishna appeared in Mathura and performed his pastimes in Gokul. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Yogpit but performed most of his Sankirtan Leela in the house of Srivas. And anybody who hears this, when Lord Chaitanya heard these prayers of Haridas, he was so pleased. He said, Haridas, anybody who sits with you for half a second, he will attain my lotus feet. And then he said, Haridas, you are my master, I am your servant, and I am a prisoner in your heart. He spoke for few devotees like this, also Vasudev Datta also. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the benediction that anybody who hears the prayers of Haridas will attain a great wealth of pure love for Krishna. So we have very little time. I'll just say the other pastimes in one or two lines. Mukunda was not given entrance initially because Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the quality of patience. So Srivas, again another great quality of Srivas was his concern for other devotees. You know, he was not satisfied that he got mercy. But he said, my dear Lord, what about Mukunda? And my Lord Chaitanya said he cannot get mercy because of, you know, his association with impersonalists. And then Mukunda asked, my Lord, when will I get? And the Lord said he will get mercy after 10 million births. And Mukunda was so joyous. He was so happy, and Lord Chaitanya immediately accepted him. So we should be happy if we are asked to wait. Of course, in this case, he didn't have to wait. Sometimes you may actually have to wait also. It's not that every time you are asked to wait, immediately you will be. Sometimes you have to wait also. And then there is the story of Shachi Mata, how Shachi Mata was not allowed, in one sense, of course, this is also a Leela, there is no question of offense. But because in her mind she was thinking about Advaita Acharya, that Advaita Acharya is the one who made my son a sannyasi. So she was afraid that he is not Advaita but he is Dvaitmay. He has taken one son, maybe he will make another son join ISKCON also. So she was thinking like that. So we can understand that actually there is no offense, but Lord wanted to show. And he did not show mercy to Shachi Mata. But then when Shachi Mata took the dust of Advaita Acharya's feet, she received mercy. And finally, we see in the pastime of how the milk-drinking brahmachari, he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya's pastime, but he knew he was not allowed. But he took permission from Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur hid him somewhere, and Lord Gauranga began the past kirtan and said, I am not feeling ecstasy. Is there somebody here who is not supposed to be here? And Lord Srivas replied in a very clever way. He didn't say that nobody is here or somebody is here. He said, there are no atheists here. There's only a brahmachari and he simply drinks milk. Not even khichdi, just milk. Very austere. But Lord Chaitanya became very angry. He said, cannot enter into my pastime simply by austerity. Take him out, otherwise I'll rip him to pieces. And the brahmachari himself walked out. Can you imagine how bad one would feel if in an assembly of hundreds of devotees you are asked to get out by the leader of the community? You know, it's so insulting. But this brahmachari took it in a positive way. He was thanking Srivas. He was thinking, I am not qualified, but at least I got to see for a few seconds. And the Lord Chaitanya immediately called him back and put his lotus feet on his head. So, one thing is that Srivas, at least this brahmachari, he took help of Srivas Thakur. On the other hand, the mother-in-law did not take help of Srivas, although she was mother-in-law. So mother-in-law also Lord Chaitanya did not like, and then Srivas, he told Srivas there is somebody who is not supposed to be here, and then Srivas just looked around, found his mother-in-law and just grabbed her by the hair and took her out. Srivas had to be so detached from his family to be able to do that. Mistreat mother-in-law may invite troubles, you know. But he was willing to do that for Lord's pleasure. And the last story is that of his son, when in the we know in the kirtan of the Lord, Shiva's son died. And when Shiva's got the news, he told his wife and other ladies that such an auspicious thing. Lord is dancing in our courtyard and there is kirtan going on. What an auspicious departure. Why are you crying? If at all you want to cry, cry silently or cry somewhere at the where the Lord's kirtan is not disturbed. And then of course the Lord got the news. He asked Shivas, is there anything inauspicious taking place at your home? He said, no, my Lord, everything is auspicious. And then finally, when the Lord got the news, he asked Shivas, how many hours? It was 6 hours. The Lord said, why did you not inform me? The Shiva said, my Lord, I did not want to disturb the chanting and the dancing. The Lord was in tears. He said, just see how much Shivas loves me. For he was willing to tolerate the grief of the death of his son. How can I give up the association of such devotees? Lord was hinting at his sannyas leela. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Shrivas, myself and Nityananda, we are your eternal sons. Lord called the soul back, Shrivas' son back, and spoke to him, where are you going? And Shrivas' son replied that, as per your plan, I am here for some time. I was fortunate. Now I am going to another destination. Please bless me. I may always remember you. And chant your name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. We conclude with the story of Gopal Chapal offended Shrivas by putting some dirty things outside his home. But when Shrivas saw this, he opened the door in the morning. He did not justify himself. He just said, just come, see what we are doing in the night. And then of course Gopal Chapal had to suffer from leprosy. When Lord Chaitanya was so angry, even though Gopal Chapal was begging forgiveness, Lord Chaitanya said, no, may you suffer for millions of years. But then when he took shelter of Shrivas in Kuliya, the Aparad Bhanjan Bhumi, his offense was forgiven. So we can also pray to Shrivas Thakur on this holy day, fall at his feet repeatedly and beg for his mercy, that we can get an entrance like the milk-drinking brahmachari. We are not even, everybody is not brahmachari, and what to speak of milk-drinking. We are very disqualified materially and spiritually. Let us pray to Shrivas, represented by the spiritual master, that we can get entrance into the realm of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments or questions? Srila Shrivas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.